What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Tonight we're talking about Dizflix. Just kidding. Or am I?
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What's up? Hey, everybody.
It has to be said that Sarah's hosting simply so she can make that joke.
No. Don't worry.
Don't even.
It's exciting that you don't know what it is.
It's very good.
Just
news.
Don't get involved.
I saw you tweet about it, and I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't click it, so I was like, whatever.
We may or may not talk about Dizflix, depending on how fast we get through the actual Disney Movie News,
okay.
Which is the name of the show, okay. Guys. It's Disney Movie News. My name is Sarah Snitch, but I'm not important. Make sure you're following the Popcorn Talk everywhere.
You're very important to me.
At the Popcorn Talk on Twitter and Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube. But thanks, Leo. My name is Sarah Snitch. You can follow me at Sarah Snitch on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube. Who you be?
Who I be? I'm sitting in your seat. I'm sitting between mom and dad today.
Leo's tired today.
I got home literally, and then we left. So
it's all good.
We needed to switch it.
This is my good side, so I'm happy to be in this seat.
Okay,
no problem.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Okay,
it's gonna last. Don't worry. Hi, I'm Keaton Markey. So happy to be back here this week talking some Disney movie news.
You look like Americana today. Like a slice of Americana.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, American
girl. Girl next door,
you want to eat a hot dog real bad.
Apple pie!
Oh, it's weird. I'm not used to being third. Hi, I'm Leo. You can follow me everywhere on social media. I know. Sorry, I'm bronze medalist today. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie, except for Twitter, which is the one below me that says at Leo Zombie, because we're casual here on the show. We're all friends and family, but I'm not important.
Oh, hey, guys. I am important.
Yeah.
I'm Renee Ariel. And you guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Yeah. Can you turn me up a little, Leo?
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
How's that?
Turn me up.
Anyway.
Before you go.
We have a lot of... It's an exciting news night, which is why Leo was like, you take it.
Yeah. Well, you knew it a lot better than I did, and I thought, you know what? Yeah. Dizflix, take it.
Starting off sad and then getting happier as we go along.
Oh,
and
no.
Something terrible that happened this week is that the great Don Rickles passed away. And you guys will know him as the voice of
Mr. Potato Head
in the Toy Story films. Even sadder news, it was announced that he had not recorded his lines for Toy Story 4.
Oh.
I know. That's the big Disney movie news related to it.
What are they going to do?
My
We're
going
to have to recast somebody who can do an impression of him.
Do you guys feel an emptiness?
I do. I just like,
damn.
I literally like, I it's like this weight on my chest right
now.
Yeah,
I didn't expect that curveball. That's what Sarah's hosting. I can't handle this.
It's reported that they could use previously recorded material that they didn't use in the other movies. There's no saying how big of a role he was going to be.
Mr. Potato.
But, you know, there might be some really lucky Don Rickles impersonator out there who's about to get the job
straight
of a lifetime.
Up. Maybe he has a brother like Woody Harrelson. I was going to say Woody's voice actor,
yeah.
Tom Hanks,
yeah. So, unfortunately, that happened.
I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Don.
Yeah, R.I.P. But, you know, we'll probably get developments on this as it continues production.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep you updated as developments come in.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder if they'll do what they do on The Bachelor, and, like, since they have every word in the system that people have ever read,
they Frankenbite
together.
It.
Yeah.
Like
when
they do at the beginning of
Tosh.0.
That's
what it's called. They do it for the name.
Yeah, Frankenbite.
It's like the beginning of Tosh.0. This video is not
that.
Yeah, that's when it sounds like weird on, like, reality shows. You're like, oh, is it just, like, weird? No. It's because they literally piece that together because that wasn't a sentence.
It's funny when I don't rarely get, like, hired to do stuff, but, like... Recently, it happened where I was, like, filming something, and they totally did that, too. I was like, I didn't say that. It was fine. It was fine. It was totally fine. But it's just, like, whenever a person's face isn't on screen and you just hear their voice, be wary.
Because they probably are either referring
to something else, and they're making it look like they're referring to what's happening on screen.
And it happened at a completely different time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do
We're watching the Kardashians.
Yeah, Kardashians.
We catch it all the time in the Kardashians.
Oh, all the time. Any reality show.
Also,
in
promos, they'll, like, take it and be like, I can't believe she did that, and just throw it in the promo, and then it's, like, never said in the episode.
And then there's just a giant, like,
Or like in Rogue One, where she was like, I rebel. That wasn't even in the movie.
Well, yeah. That's just cut, though. That's straight. Yeah. Cut. But it's like they'll show a dumpster fire, and then like no one's on screen. It's like, how could she do such a thing? And it's like, what, did she light that fire? Am I supposed to gather that from the shot?
Better watch next week.
Max Mora in the chat pointing out that they did recast Slinky in Toy Story 3.
Oh,
so
that's
it's
right,
not like it's been undone.
Yeah.
Not done before.
Slinky, Slinky.
So. Anyway, in hey, happier Woody. News that makes me jealous, Dwayne The Rock Johnson this week took over the Jungle Cruise in Walt Disney World as research for the live-action Jungle Cruise movie that will be happening.
That's amazing. But it's also, by the way, also it's also they recorded it, and it's going to be in the next Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is the race. Yeah. The high-speed chase is on the Jungle Cruise.
My favorite thing about this photo is just how everyone's living.
Yeah.
In the back. God.
Every single person on that
photo. First of all, the skipper.
The skipper is just on cloud nine.
And then there's the mom with her iPhone out.
This one's just like...
Whatever.
Every single person on that boat can smell what the Rock is cooking.
Imagine if you were just at the Magic Kingdom, going on the Jungle Cruise, and then suddenly...
And then he just shows up and she's like, you ready to go on the Jungle Cruise, jabronis? And he just starts...
You're welcome.
Thanks for riding on my ride. You're welcome.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a live-action Jungle Cruise movie coming out. Yeah. Originally, just to recap, it was supposed to be Tim Allen and Tom Hanks live-action as skippers, and then that's not happening anymore, and The Rock is in it now, which I'm fine. I wasn't mad about it being Tim Allen.
No, I'm excited about it. The Rock, not Tim Allen.
Yeah, The Rock is great.
I didn't know that was a thing.
What is the Jungle Cruise
movie?
Oh,
I know what that is.
I don't. What is it? I know the Jungle Cruise.
Tap your mic, Renee.
Excuse me, what is the Jungle Cruise?
Get out!
This is my favorite new real-life meme. It's the Renee tap.
The Jungle Cruise is an attraction at Disneyland.
One of the most classic attractions at Disneyland.
Yeah, turning it's a into kitschy... A movie. Kitschy bad dad joke ride.
It's all about bad jokes. The skippers just tell bad jokes.
So you're on a cruise... It's a self-aware... ride, so it's supposed to be like you're going through the different rivers of the world into the deepest, darkest jungles, but instead of playing it like you're actually in the Jungle Cruise skippers like know that it's a cheesy ride, so they talk as if they're aware that it is, but they never mention that it is. So it's just like
I wish we would have just brought Renee on the ride and not explained it to her at all, because she would have been like, we'd be like, wasn't that awesome, Renee? She'd be like, yeah, that was cool.
It would be really weird. You have to. I think that's enough info. When we finally go together and you ride it, you'll be like, I think I understand.
I understand. So they're going to make
movie based on it. Just like there's a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, which is based on the ride.
Yeah.
There's an Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion movie.
Terrible.
And now we're getting a Jungle Cruise movie.
Do you think it's going to have cheesy dad jokes?
Oh, it has
Absolutely.
To. Absolutely. Okay. And that's like the whole purpose.
I didn't know about the Tim Allen Tom Hanks thing.
That
and
was
now
the
I'm
kind of
like, dang, missed opportunity with Woody and Buzz.
Yeah.
Live act. I mean, that with the old dad jokes, I mean, Tom Hanks is America's dad, and Tim Allen used to be America's dad.
T. Hanks.
Tanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thanksgiving.
Well, Tim Allen has said some questionable things in the news lately, so they're probably happy that they recast him.
Here's a perfect example. There's one part where you go underneath a waterfall that's falling over the rocks. So you go like, under the rock, and the waterfall's over the boat.
Uh-huh. You go behind the waterfall.
You go behind it.
Got it.
And then they say, here's the eighth wonder of the world, the backside of water. And everybody goes, yay.
Okay, got it.
They're like, don't try that at home. You'll hit your head on the faucet.
Yeah, it's those kinds of jokes, but it's done.
O2H.
Delivered.
O2H.
Yeah,
O2H.
Because it's water backwards.
I think I need to go on this ride. out of context.
My favorite is when the Jungle Cruise skipper gives facts about the animals, but it's always the exact same facts.
These animals?
Oh, yeah.
Animatronic animals.
It's giant elephants.
They're terrible
and
animatronics.
And hippos in the
water.
Terrible
animatronics.
No.
No.
But they look
super
like
cheesy.
Real is.
And there's a questionable section of the ride that you're like, maybe Disney, you should not have this in here anymore.
Well, it's old school Disney when they were slightly racist.
Savages.
Belly.
Anyway.
Inappropriate.
I'm excited for developments on the Jungle Cruise movie because I'm pretty excited for it, especially with The Rock in it. So.
What if Tom Hanks and The Rock become the buddy cop?
Fine with it.
I would love
it. Like Turner and Hooch.
What if me and The Rock become buddies?
What if me and The Rock just became buddies?
Cash.
Hey, man.
Cast me.
Tell me.
Anyway. The biggest news this week, obviously, was the Thor trailer.
Yes!
It was so good!
So hype. Let's watch it, please.
Let's just watch it.
Please.
Enough jibber-jabber.
Dude.
I've watched it so many times.
Here we go.
I already have thoughts I want to share. Let's go. by the way. The intro pisses me off.
Ooh, that's what? Me. Bet you're wondering how I got here. That kind of intro.
I hate those.
Shh, black and white.
How did this happen?
Record scratch.
You're wondering how I got into this.
She looks like the villain from Power Rangers. That's all I gotta say.
She looks tired. Oh my god.
It's Kate Blanchett. She's a bam. Pulling the Guardians of the Galaxy card.
By the way, the lyrics of this song are about Thor.
Really?
Yeah.
He's dead.
I come from the land of the ice and snow, really cool. Where the midnight suns and the hot springs blow. Hammer of the gods.
Oh my god, mind blown!
Yeah. It's all about the Vikings and the Norse gods.
What? Who's that woman with the antlers?
See, right here he goes. Valhalla, I am coming.
Is that
coming.
That kid? That's yes!
That's a girl
the
from
god of us all!
Dude, I can't wait to see him.
Yes, Loki.
It's Wait, this is the best.
Oh, he's so hot with short hair.
Look at him.
He's beautiful.
Are you kidding me? Oh, stop. What a perfect man. Oh my god.
This is cool too. Bing.
That's like old school Thor.
You're incredible.
Is that Hulk?
Yeah. It's the Hulk. What?
We know each other. He's a friend
from work.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
He's a friend from work.
But they're still going to fight?
Yeah.
They're probably going to, like, fight, and then, like, he's going to throw Thor, and then, like, they're going to get out. That's what I'm imagining. It's a buddy cop flick. By the way, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, anyone? That's what that reminds me of.
That's so good.
Yeah, so that song is by Led Zeppelin. And
fun fact.
And it's all about Vikings and the Norse gods. It is, I can't.
Was Thor? Was Thor Avengers?
Yes.
Okay, that's how they know each other.
Yeah. And so,
from work.
Thor and he's a friend from
was
work.
Was Thor from Avengers?
Excuse me.
Guys,
I need to watch
Avengers. I like the like super 80s title.
Yeah, treatment. I love it. And I also love that Marvel is just like, let's just have a good time.
Yeah.
Let's just make movies that are super fun and super dope.
That's
let's,
when
let's
they
party.
Make the most money.
Well, and it also completely sets them apart from the DC movies, which are every DC movie is really serious. And then DC tried to come back.
I am Batman.
Yeah. I'd like to order a cheese pizza, please. And then. Excuse me. Why? Sorry, my throat. If you watch the new Justice League trailer, there's a part where Aquaman comes out of the water and he's like, dresses like a bat. I dig it. And it's like the most attempt at being Marvel I've ever seen. And then I'm like, no. And then this trailer comes out and he's like, yes! And everybody's like, oh, that's how you do it. That's how you have a good old romp.
Well, it reminds me of, because I am sure a lot of you, and if you haven't seen the videos that are on YouTube of Thor, where Thor's been during all of these, the past Marvel movies.
Immigrant Song. Sorry.
That got released.
It was bugging me.
Yeah.
It's called The Immigrant Song.
There's all these hilarious videos that Thor has a human roommate named Dave.
Oh, yeah.
And these videos are so, so funny, and you just see how funny Chris Hemsworth is, and so I'm so happy that they're letting him be funny, because Thor, they barely let Thor talk in the past.
You see him on SNL?
Chris Hemsworth?
He's so great. He's hilarious.
Ghostbusters?
He's okay. Great!
Chris Hemsworth has amazing,
so good in Ghostbusters.
I want to go.
Amazing comedic timing. Chris Hemsworth. See Henley's man.
Is Claire even
a good
real?
Character. He was just making fun of all like the super sexist portrayals of women as secretaries,
yeah.
And he did it so good.
He was so
dude,
funny.
I love See
he
Henley.
Killed that character. Honestly,
yeah. Someone in the chat is asking: is Thor's short hair part of the comics? So in the Ultimate Universe, he starts out with the beard and the long hair, and then throughout the course of the comics, ends up shaving his head. So yeah, it is somewhat part of the comics. It's like a. Yeah, it's like a different. There's the Ultimates, which is a different time, different universe from the Avengers. They're not called the Avengers; they're called the Ultimates, and because it's the Ultimate Universe. And in that one, he does look. Actually, this Thor is mostly based off the Ultimate Thor, even in the other movies. Fun fact. Anyways, just filling you guys in.
Thanks. A lot of people get haircuts. Like eventually, you're getting
a haircut.
Yeah, but
he's Thor, and he had those locks. You know, no, like cutting it's almost
the
a crime.
Short hair.
Oh,
listen,
so sexy with
I'm
the short
into
hair.
It, but Thor is not known for it.
So good.
Well, so. I like it more.
I feel like I need to go watch the other Thor movies.
I'll watch them with you.
Because I haven't seen them and now I want to see them.
I'm one of like the 17 people that enjoyed the Thor movies.
I liked the first one. I haven't seen
How many
the
are
one.
There? Two?
Two.
There's two. Oh, because it's the third.
Thor is in, I think, five movies. He's in five of them. He's in, Thor 1, Thor 2. He's in Avengers 1. He's in Avengers 2. Is he in Civil? No, he's not. So he's in four movies.
But they don't really give him any lines in any of the Avengers movies. They barely give him lines in the Thor movies, really. They don't let him talk.
He also makes a cameo in Doctor Strange. So technically he's in five movies.
At the scene at the end
By
of
By the way, Doctor Strange. Did you guys see my jam? Did you guys see my it's not my costume. My friend lent it to me and my friend Bernie Bregman.
Did you see my jam? Is that what you just said?
I see my jammy jam. Yeah, I shot a commercial
for
Cosmo.
Oh, pajamas.
No.
Oh, I dressed up like Doctor Strange. I'll have to show
what
you.
What is jam?
Sorry. Everyone seemed to like this movie more. I'll show you while she goes on to the next piece of news.
Super cute.
Next piece of news is we have official Pirates of the Caribbean 5 character posters.
What?
Oh, Supreme.
Have you seen these yet? Look
at him. No, can I tell you something? Because I did see this one. Johnny Depp looks like he was caught off guard. And that very...
That's kind of Jack Sparrow.
Hashtag candid.
But like, that's kind of Jack Sparrow all the time.
Yeah, but like...
No, it feels like he just walked onto set and was like...
Yeah.
He looks like he's scratching his back with the knife.
I want to point something out. That face was probably photoshopped in post. That's not... Oh, that happens a lot in movies. That's a really common thing that happens in
You're
movie posters.
You're so right. It even kind of looks
but
slightly
I
off.
Just, I can just tell, by the way, that it's mismatched.
Well, and I know plenty of people who they actually are hired. Like, I one time went in for an audition to be... like the stand-in for a movie photo shoot, and basically like they would take the picture with me being like the body of the celebrity, and then literally they just in post they put their her face on me.
I've seen people post on like their social media, like some of my friends will take a picture of like a billboard and go, "That's my hand."
Yeah.
And it's like Will Smith holding them, but it's their hand. It's so funny.
My friend in the what was the
where's my character poster, Disney?
Well, let's go to the... There's
Maybe Barbossa. I should just make one. Maybe I should just do it.
Oh, the monkey.
We name the monkey Jack.
Well, thank you, Jack.
You know.
I have not seen
thank you, Jack.
In so long.
There's Javier.
Javier. Oh, he's so scary, and I love it.
His posters are
amazing. We got Little Will Turner.
Oh, Baby Will.
Oh, my God. He looks like a friend of mine.
His name sounds...
Skins. Kaya Scodelario.
Oh my gosh, I love Skins.
The last name Thwaites sounds like someone interrupted him about to say something like thorough. Like, listen, I'm trying to give you a wait.
Well, it sounds like
Oh my God, no.
I thought when you said Jeremy something, you said Jeremy something.
Jeremy Sumpter.
I thought you were like trying to think of a
I'm going to start calling him Jeremy something.
Jeremy something. Anyway.
By the way, I want to say thank you to everybody in the chat who's saying they're going to go see the movie because I'm in it. I really appreciate that.
That's why I'm going to go
Make sure you
it.
Tweet at Disney and let them know.
Too. Oh my God.
Let Disney know.
Yeah.
Kaya.
Kaya Scodelario.
Yeah, that's Heavenly Imagining is saying that the second Thor movie is basically a Loki movie. That is true. It's emo Loki goes wild. Anyways,
emo Loki.
Sorry, what are you
So, this is kind of, we forgot to include this like last week, but maybe 10 days ago, behind-the-scenes photos from Mary Poppins Returns came out because they were out in public filming what seems to be a bicycle chase sequence. Lots of guys on bikes. Lots of bikes going around. And there's the whole gang.
But what if bike is short for bicycle, and Mike is
short
for
bicycle? Yeah, okay. Ha 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 ha! I thought of half of that.
Look at all the people on bikes.
They're all like chimney sweeps. It looks like
everyone knows
that the primary mode of transportation for chimney sweeps is bicycles with a lantern, apparently.
Yeah. So we see what's her face, Emily Blunt. There she is.
Look at her.
We see.
Look at that guy. He's like BMXing back
there. Yeah,
look at
him. But that is a BMX bike. That's not like an old English.
They're going to fix it in post.
Lin-Manuel.
Velocipede.
And the two kids. There's Lin.
They're in Trafalgar Square, which is kind of awesome. Like, this is like a night shoot in like the center of London, one of the most largest tourist attractions.
I wonder what it costs to get
to shut that. Yeah, I mean, this has to be in the middle of the night.
It has to be.
Like, there's no way they would be able to shut that down.
Damn, I did a little live stream today talking about D23, and Mary Poppins Returns is like one of the movies that for sure we're going to get like a lot of info about at D23 this summer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just because like it's already in production. Yeah. So like...
Also, speaking of getting news, this weekend is Star Wars Celebration.
We're going to get the trailer teaser.
We're
going to
get the new trailer on Friday.
So we'll be talking about that next week for sure.
Yeah.
Friday's only 2 days away.
Speaking of D23... We're just blowing through this news, actually.
That's all right. We're having a good time.
So, D23, for those of you, or Renee, who don't know, is the ultimate fan expo. It is hosted by the official Disney fan club, also called D23. Mm. And it takes place every 2 years, which is why it's such a big deal.
Why every 2 years?
It doesn't happen every
because
year.
Disney likes to save up their news. And
yeah, I feel like for a long time, Disney didn't feel like they had enough teasers. News. Yeah. And also, it's such a burden on all the departments who have to plan it.
It's a big lift. Mm-hmm. It's a big lift. But this is going to be a huge D23.
Yeah. So a big feature of the D23 Expo is that they induct new Disney legends into the mm-hmm. class of Disney legends, which is a thing that Disney does. So we got announcements for who the new inductees are for the Disney Legends ceremony. It's the 30th anniversary of the Disney Legend thing existing. Like, what do you call it?
The Disney Legend Ceremony.
The first award was given in 1987, and since 276 Disney Legends have been honored. So this year, Carrie Fisher will become a Disney Legend.
She already is a Disney Legend. I'm sorry.
She's been a life legend for a long time. Mm-hmm.
There's a good mix here. I've heard a lot of people complaining, but there's a lot of like well-known people and not well-known people. Clyde Geronimi also being honored. He animated several Mickey Mouse Silly Symphony and Pluto cartoons. Mm. So some of the oldest pieces of Disney animation in existence
so
he animated.
So when you think of Disney, you think of his work.
Yes. He also worked on Three Caballeros, Ichabod and Mr. Toad, Cinderella, Peter Pan, 101 Dalmatians, Mickey Mouse Club, and Sleeping Beauty. So, definitely so deserving of the Disney Legend title.
He's got a rep.
Yes?
No, I was going to... Oh, never mind.
Manuel Gonzalez. One of 33 artists selected from thousands to join Disney in 1936.
Also, good looking out, representation. Disney.
I know, right? Yeah.
Early, that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, yeah. He did Mickey Mouse comic strips.
Really?
Oh, wow.
It's tight.
Yep.
Good for you.
Along the same vein, Mark Hamill. Not the same vein as Gonzalez, but Carrie Fisher.
Mark Hamill, I'm so glad that in the last like 2, maybe 3 years max, he's like been getting the recognition that he deserves. I get it. He's Luke Skywalker and he's always been famous. But I feel like a lot of the Star Wars cast sort of took a dip in popularity other than Harrison Ford. But I feel like lately he's been getting honored because a lot of people for a long time didn't know that he was the voice of the Joker in the animated mm-hmm. Batman series.
Yeah.
And he's been working consistently.
He's done the most work
yeah.
out of everybody. Everyone thinks that Harrison Ford has been like the big, I mean, he's stayed the A-list celebrity the longest.
Yeah.
But Mark Hamill is one of the hardest working dudes in Hollywood. Like, he deserves this award. I'm so happy for him. Also a really nice guy, by the way, and genuine nerd.
They point out that, like, Star Wars isn't the only thing that he's contributed to Disney because he had a recurring role on ABC's General Hospital.
Yeah,
and ABC also. Owned
You know, he started as a soap opera actor before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, before he was in Star Wars, he was a soap opera actor and he was a stage actor. Yeah, he was a teenage heartthrob in those days. He was on like the cover of all the teen magazines, and that's how he got the role as Luke. Yeah, it's like the equivalent of like Justin Bieber if Justin Bieber was a good guy getting the role. But you
and
know,
then he had a terrible car accident.
Yeah,
that
poor guy.
Killed him.
And so that's why they input the Wampa scene where the Wampa attacks him when he's in the on
so
the
it
tauntaun.
Makes sense why his so face looks
that's different. Why his face is scarred. Yeah. So they put that scene in the movie to hide the fact that he got scarred.
I remember learning that because when I watched the movie, I was like, he looks differently. Like,
yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah. And then he had to have reconstructive surgery.
Yeah, and then we were like live streaming what we were doing, and everyone's like, oh, like he got into a car accident, and I had
it's
no
wild.
Idea.
Poor guy. But I mean, everything turned out okay for him. And Avid, one of the most, like, well-respected comic book enthusiasts, mm-hmm. like, of our time. Like, he's a genius when it comes to comic books. He knows everything, which is cool. Like, I love that a nerdy thing that I'm passionate about is also to, like, another nerdy guy. Like, hats off to you, Mark. Continue. Sorry, I'm singing his praises. He deserves
huge fan,
it.
Huge fan.
This is Wayne Jackson. He is a Disney Imagineer and has been since 1965.
He looks like a nice guy.
He was instrumental in the invention of audio animatronics.
What, really?
He worked on Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion.
Tight.
And then went on to design attractions for Disney World, Tokyo, and Paris.
That's really cool.
So
he looks like the kind of guy that when you would visit, like, you would have, like, a family reunion. He'd call you over and tell you, like, a really interesting story
like
that
Uncle
you'd never
Bert.
Forget. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he'd, like, at the end of the story, like, it would end with him getting, like, and then my mom gave me a chocolate rose. And like, oh, that's cool. And he goes, that's why I brought you one. And you're like, Uncle!
Uncle Bert, you're cool so dude. Great!
He has good stories. And he's like, now come meet the pirates. Anyways.
So he is, he's not alive. Just letting you know.
Okay.
I was wondering because I think he was the last Imagineer hired by Walt Disney. Because remember recently I said I was like, oh, the last Imagineer hired by Walt Disney died. I might be wrong, but
last year.
He became an Imagineer in 1965 and Walt died in 1966, so I feel like he probably would be. But anyway, another Disney legend being inducted is Stan Lee.
Oh, whoa. Well, I mean, yes, he deserves it. He deserves it. But I also kind of wish they would induct Jack Kirby because at least 70% of the characters that were...
Are you having a Kanye West moment?
What?
I'm gonna let you finish,
Jack Kirby made the greatest comic books of all time.
He really did. Because Stan Lee came up with them with Jack Kirby, but Jack Kirby's the one who drew all of the characters that you see.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're probably giving it to him now because we don't know how much longer he's going to be around.
That's true. I'm so concerned.
But also,
about him.
I feel like the cinematic universe is a result of Stan Lee as well. Yes. Yeah.
Gary Marshall being inducted this year. He was a writer of many TV shows, including The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Wow, that's one of my favorite shows of all time.
I know.
Oh, you deserve it, dude.
I
oddly enough love The Dick Van Dyke Show.
You worked on Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy, another one of my tops.
The New Odd Couple. Lots of stuff for ABC. He directed a lot of movies that you know. Including Pretty Woman, The Princess Diaries.
I love The Princess
Diaries. And Hocus Pocus. And you'll recognize him as Satan in Hocus Pocus.
Holy Pocus!
When they go trick-or-treating and they see the man dressed as the devil and they're like, Master!
That's him. He didn't direct Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, Steve Ditko, too.
Oh, no, he was in it. Sorry. It lists, like, all the movies he directed and then said he was known for his acting as well. He was in Hocus Pocus. Sorry. Yeah.
Classic.
Yes.
He's the one that's all stoked about the witches visiting his pad.
Julie Taymor is being inducted, and she's extremely famous in the world
for her ability to pose.
Disney on Broadway.
Oh, that too, that too.
She adapted The Lion King for Broadway.
Oh,
so she is like the genius behind that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shadowlands.
She seems to have a good career.
She's honestly like the only person I can name related to Disney on Broadway, and so like I'm kind of like, of course.
Hugh Jackman played Gaston.
That wasn't Broadway. That was in Australia.
Australian Broadway.
Yeah.
Broadway.
And last but certainly not least, Oprah Winfrey.
Yay!
You get to be a Disney legend. You get to be a Disney legend. You get to be a Disney legend.
You get to be.
You get a whale.
Not only for the Oprah Winfrey Show, but she was also in lots of movies produced by Touchstone Pictures. Sorry, burped in the middle of it, which is owned by Disney. And she also voices Tiana's mom in Princess and the Frog.
I did not know that.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And I just watched Princess and the Frog like a month ago. Mm.
And she's also going to be in Disney's upcoming Wrinkle in Time movie.
Oh my gosh! I read Wrinkle in Time forever ago.
So, I read Wrinkle in Time.
What's really cool is that for the ones that are alive, they will be at the Disney Legends ceremony.
Oh, yes! Oprah!
Yeah!
Oh, that's really my cool. God.
Oprah!
So, the Disney Legends ceremony is always a very hot event at D23, but it's probably going
to
be
the best time to go to the gift shop. Because there's no line during the Legend Ceremony.
So if you want to go to the Legend Ceremony, you got to get in line pretty early.
Like 2 days early.
Yeah, no.
bring a tent.
It's like Hall H, though, for real.
It is like Hall H.
How early do you guys
long.
Powers? Like how many, like roughly
days? For like, Legends, if you want a good seat, probably like at least 3 hours.
You have to trace.
It's not like Hall H. It's really not.
It's like 3 hours.
For morning panels before. At D23, because sometimes they have really big stuff in the morning, like at 9 a.m. And because that's the first thing in Hall H, not Hall H, in the arena.
Got him.
In the arena, people start lining up the night before for the morning stuff. Yeah. But you don't need to line up for the stuff later in the day because there's already people in line for other stuff that happens beforehand. So, like, you can't line up too far in advance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, kind of.
Question, when is D23 and where is it?
It's at the Anaheim Convention Center, July 14th, 15th, 16th.
You know what is happening on the 15th?
Your birthday?
Yeah.
That's my last birthday.
What else would it be?
July 15th. That's my mom's birthday.
Oh my! I know.
You're like, I know.
Yes, and Renee. Yes, and.
So yeah, that's the that's news cool. for this week. We could keep talking about D23.
Well, no, actually, can I point out one thing real quick?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, continue.
Someone in the chat, I think it was Zeke. I lost track, but he said something that I completely kind of want now. Let me ask you guys, if you could have any live action remake, it could be from an animated movie or it could be an older movie that you'd like to see done again from Disney, what would it be?
Brave Little Toaster live action.
Would you?
No.
That'd be interesting. Because he said something that really interests me.
I love
you see a live action. You want a live action
no.
Up?
No, that's actually, so recent, it'd probably though. Be really bad. Yeah. Thinking no, about it. Not.
Can it be a spinoff? Because I have really good ones for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Spinoffs about the other trees in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's something we both want.
Yeah.
I would love to see a modern day Mighty Ducks.
Yes!
How lit would that be?
Oh, that would be great.
Who would you cast? Who would be Goldberg?
Oh, my gosh. Such a good movie.
That would be so cool.
D2.
Who would be Banks? Adam Banks. He's the guy I don't like.
I'm honestly really excited about the Mulan.
Yeah, that's
and I on, well. Like I
hope
would
they bring
love,
back that Szechuan sauce.
You know, I would love like oh, a McNuggets somewhat sauce. Historically accurate Pocahontas.
Nah, she's
but
like
I don't
a
think
child.
Disney could do it.
No, you can't do you a can't. Historically accurate
she's like
Pocahontas.
12,
she's 12.
And he's like 30.
And they don't get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm
you
saying.
You want to see that movie? You want to see a 30-year-old John Smith like get with a 12-year-old Pocahontas?
He doesn't know. That's not.
They don't get together.
They don't get together. She just saves him.
Renee's face.
12?
Yeah, she was 12 in real life.
She didn't get married until John Rolfe, who that's who she went back.
She went back with them.
Yeah, but I feel like
she got smallpox and died.
Yeah, happy birthday. But like the thing is, everybody would be waiting for that to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no way Disney's going to touch Mulan. I mean, not Mulan, Pocahontas ever again. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, that's...
Wow.
That's,
oh, that was outside.
Yeah. Only we can hear it. Some votes for Atlantis and Hercules and Incredibles as live-action remakes.
I'd like to see The Rock remake.
I'd like to see Hercules.
Hercules.
Alana is saying Josh Gad would play somebody in Mighty Ducks. I don't know who.
Moana.
Josh Gad.
Moana.
Josh
in real
Gad.
Life.
Nah. Who's like the modern-day Emilio Estevez?
No, I don't think she meant that character. I think.
No, I know. He would be a perfect Goldberg if he was a kid. But I think it would be so fun. You can give a lot of young, up-and-coming actors a chance to be in the film. Because, you know, Kenan Thompson was in The Mighty Ducks 2. He's the one who goes, it's Knuckle Puck time! Now he's on Saturday Night Live. How
he's
about
been
that,
on
Apples?
Saturday Night Live forever. And he was on It's All That.
Yeah,
all
he was
that.
On All That. And the Kenan and Kel show.
And Good Burger. Welcome to Good Burger.
Yeah.
Guys, hello, the Good Burger.
All That was my jam. I remember when they did an audition across the country, and I was like, I just remember the audition process and seeing everything online. I'm like, I want to do that. But like, I
oh, for
then
Mighty
Jamie
Ducks?
Lynn Spears one?
No, for all that.
Okay. All right, guys. This is Disney movie news.
Oh my God, the Amanda.
This is not Snick.
This is not Snick.
Sorry.
Ask Ashley, dear Ashley.
Pixar,
that's me.
Pixar freak asks, will we ever see a live action Pixar film?
No. They're Pixar. Yeah. That's like their thing.
What if they made a live action Toy Story, but the characters were CGI?
No.
I hate you.
Sarah.
Remember when Leo was like, they should make a live action Lion King? Sarah
and I
like, laughed at
him. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, because the one they're making is not a live action.
Yeah, but it's kind of.
No, it's not.
It's kind of.
It is a Lion King remake with CGI animation.
But you know, but it is a not a stylized CGI animation. It is a lifelike CGI animation, which means it is the closest you can get to making a live action Lion King that is physically possible. You mocked me, and now you're trying to take it away from me because I was was right all along.
It's not as close as they could get because they could do it Homeward Bound style.
No, they can't.
Yeah!
Because, no, they can't.
It's terrible.
No, they can't because it's the worst idea ever. Have you tried watching those movies today?
We tried to watch Homeward Bound the other night.
How long into it did we get, babe?
Like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Those movies are fantastic.
Okay, those movies were my favorite as a kid.
Fantastic. They're not fantastic.
It's terrible. It's like a well-produced YouTube video.
Shut up.
No, it is. It's literally just
a couple
hours of B-roll of animals with people talking over the footage.
And Michael J. Fox just improvising over them. I swear that's what the movie is.
Try to watch it. It's on Hulu.
No, I remember the beginning of, like,
Shadow?
No, the other one.
Chance?
When he wanted the donut, and he's like, please drop it, please drop it, please, in the beginning.
And
then
really,
Shadow comes home.
If you mute it, this is what you see.
Shadow. He's too old. He's just too old. I knew he wouldn't.
That's all it is. And then it's like the silliest thing.
I cry every time I watch that movie.
Oh, is Alana in the chat?
Yeah, Alana is pointing out that they could have just a shot of live-action water and it could be considered live-action. And to that I say, the smoke at the end of Beauty and the Beast from 1991 is real footage of actual live-action smoke. But does anyone call that a live-action Beauty and the Beast movie?
Snap! No!
That's because smoke's not alive,
Dummy.
You don't
think you had that prepared. You're like, if you make this argument, I don't know.
Sarah is a little bitter about our Disney trivia
tonight, so...
Anyway, she did beat me at Disney Trivia last
time. But no, that's only because there was a category.
Oh, don't even get me started on
let's
the
not
Disney
talk
trivia.
About it.
Let's talk about it for a second, because you were rubbing it in my face. One of the questions was, what question does Luke ask Obi-Wan? And I'm like, in A New Hope. And I'm like, first of all, vaguest question of all time, the absolute vaguest. I guess at one point he's like, what was my father like? Tell him. And I'm like, I guess that's the closest to a question. Like, kind of like, will you tell me what was my father like? And the answer that she said was, train me to be a Jedi. I'm like, not
that's
once.
Not what I said. No, I said, train him / go to the academy.
Which both are wrong, by the way. And the academy is more wrong than the other one. He doesn't ask. His family dies, and out of no alternative, he goes, well, there's nothing left for me here. I want to go with you. I want to become a Jedi like my father before me. That's the line. Not, Obi-Wan, I was wondering, do you think you could train me to be a Jedi? That's a question with a question mark. And Obi-Wan goes, I guess I can. You just saw these. You tell me.
I don't remember, and I'm getting a little lost in this conversation.
Sorry, I'm like, move on, but I had to make a point.
We were pretty stuck on that, and then we were just
don't
like,
don't type where into the chat.
It's in response to my Beauty and the Beast slam.
Well,
oh my god.
Your timing is inappropriate, Sarah.
Anyway, let's talk about D23.
Okay, let's talk about
it. Well, I'm really into the idea, the like discussion of what movies we're going to hear a lot about at D23. Because if we look at last D23, we heard about Moana.
Coco
already. There's going to be more Coco news. We heard they announced Gigantic.
Mm-hmm. Don't care about that movie?
Oh my god.
Which
oh my
one?
God.
It's a, Gigantic.
It's an original like
Coco
Disney
or
movie.
Gigantic?
Gigantic.
What's
Gigantic? Both.
It's about James and the
Giant
Peach.
It's about James and the Giant Peach.
James
about
Jack and the
Beanstalk. It's Jack and the Beanstalk. That's not an original.
No, but it's an original Disney movie. Like, well, yeah, Rapunzel's not a new story either, but like, Disney is making it. It's not a sequel, is what I mean.
It's Disney's version of Jack.
Remember James and the Giant Peach?
Yes. Moana's original.
Yes, it is.
And that was a long time ago.
It's actually its anniversary today.
Technically, Maui.
I knew that. That's why I brought it up.
Moana. But it's not called Maui. It's called Moana.
Yeah, but it stars Maui.
No, it doesn't. It stars Moana.
And Maui.
So we're undoubtedly going to hear a lot about Wreck-It Ralph 2 and Frozen 2.
Do you think they'll change the title of the movie?
Let it go.
Frozen 2, Wreck-It Ralph 2, more about Gigantic and Coco, probably some unannounced projects, but the live-action stuff is where it's going to be popping off. There's going to be so much Mary Poppins stuff. There's probably going to be Mulan stuff. We could get Cruella and Tinkerbell stuff.
Everybody chill.
We could get Aladdin stuff.
We can get Lion King stuff.
Lion King stuff. Like, Donald Glover's probably going to come.
Yeah, I want a
real... He's going to rap. Childish Gambino is going to rap about the Lion King.
On a live-action Aladdin. When's that going to happen?
Well, they're casting it.
They're casting it right
now? Oh, yeah. They're doing the genie.
Congratulations. You got what you wished for. One of your wishes is used up. You get two more.
I want to be in it.
Yourself instead.
I would... The one Disney remake that I would never get cast in, unfortunately, is Aladdin.
No, maybe you could be like
Mulan,
one of the people in the
Mulan
parade.
Either.
Yeah.
Like carrying the golden monkeys.
Golden camels.
He's got the camels. Let's see the camels.
Anyway, so lots of cool stuff and park stuff. Oh my god!
Like, oh my god!
Oh my god!
Star Wars Land. We're probably going to see some stuff for that.
Yeah, probably going to see some like ride footage.
Oh my god!
What else? What else is coming up in the parks? We're probably going to find out what's going to be the new parade.
People speculate that they might announce Marvel Land.
Where though?
DCA.
Obviously.
Tear down Hollywood backlot and Bugs Land and make the whole thing.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
Bugs
for
Land
sure.
is stupid.
I'm down for that because it'll. Cause
is
it'll,
that from
it'll,
a Bugs Life?
Yeah, they've got a whole
I
land
love
for Bugs
that
Life.
Movie.
Yeah, it is a cool
it's
land.
Live action.
You know what you'll hate?
Live action.
The land.
The land is real.
The
it's
land
for little
is
kids.
Stupid.
It's for bugs. Kids are bugs.
But they made. But that's the thing. They made Cars Land for little kids. You don't like literally the some of the rides
no,
in
disagree.
Bugs Life and Cars Land are like the same.
No, I think Cars Land is a little bit older because it's got restaurants and it's got a food area.
Luigi's ride is
well the Cars ride.
And
is
Mater's
a fast ride.
Yeah, and Mater's ride.
No, yeah, both of those are kind of like slightly more thrilling versions than the Bugs Land rides.
Slightly. No, I think it would work perfectly for them to put Marvel Land in Bugs Land because it would be adjacent to the Guardians ride. It would be perfect.
Well, it would envelop the Guardians ride.
No, it would just be next to it. Oh, because you're saying the backlot area as well.
The whole thing.
You think the whole backlot, all of that would become Marvel Land?
I think they don't have enough space in just Bugs Land.
Well, if they've got a Bugs Land, they could just be a Marvel Land.
Yeah, but all those rides are small to do, like, big immersive rides.
They could do one ride like they're doing with Star Wars Land.
Star Wars Land has two rides.
What's the other one?
There's the Stormtrooper one and there's
the
Millennium Falcon one.
Yeah, but, like, what kind of rides are they?
They're huge.
No, but what kind of rides are they?
Well, one's virtual reality.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't take up a lot of space.
Well, it depends, because, like, Forbidden Journey is part virtual reality and it's huge.
Part virtual reality?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like that. I think
it's
supposed to be like Spider-Man.
I'm just saying
this info's out there. I just don't know.
Look, I think that what you're saying is what they should do, but I'm saying that it's technically possible for them to just use one land.
Mom and Dad are having a tiff.
Why is it always considered us fighting? I like that you consider.
I didn't
say where
fighting.
Did that come
I said
from?
Tiff.
We're having a
tiff.
Tiff's
not here.
I would contribute, but I literally don't know what to say.
She's Jon Snow in this situation and knows nothing.
Never been
the Millennium Falcon ride.
Will be unlike anything Disney has ever created.
They say that about everything.
The mix between motion simulator and first-person shooter is something Disney has never had in its parks.
Why are you pointing your finger? That means the ride doesn't have to move. It's a motion simulator. And a first-person shooter doesn't have to move. That means you just sit in place and shoot.
And it's like a little, like a big, like little box. And you're going to be like, meh.
I think it's going to be like Astro Blasters mixed with
but that's
Star
not,
Tours.
But if they're saying it's a motion simulator, then it would be nothing like
motion
Astro
Blasters. Motion simulator
that's
mixed
like a
with first-person shooter.
But a first-person shooter doesn't mean it moves. It means that you're shooting something from your perspective.
Like in Astro Blasters.
No.
No, that's...
Astro Blasters is a dark ride game. First-person shooter. I'm just saying it doesn't. That doesn't allude to the fact that it moves, like in like through physical space.
Hey, you guys! There's 122 of you in the chat right now watching live. Can you guys click that thumbs up button? Because that would be wonderful.
Thumbs it up.
I think it was Francis who like posted a map of Disneyland and like outlined where Star Wars Land is going to be. I mean, we've seen photos like that before.
Why are you guys saying I need a nap? That is technically correct information. I'm not arguing with Sarah. I'm just pointing it out.
Everybody's takes
grouping
naps.
Up on me.
Also,
Jordan!
Everyone's pointing out. Leo, for the fact alone that they need the queues for these rides to be as big as the ride themselves,
I understand
Bugs
your
Land
point.
Is not big
I
enough.
I understand your point. I'm saying it's theoretically possible and technically possible. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Yeah.
Why are you arguing with me?
Because it's not right.
There's no turning.
But that is correct.
Anyway. I love it.
It's possible, but it would be bad park planning.
Well, come on. We've seen that stuff before.
For sure.
Yeah. So.
And that's all, folks.
But that's the wrong. That's Warner Brothers.
Anyway, Dizflex.
Get it, Porky Pig. Come on.
That's all, folks. That was a terrible impression. I tried.
R2, you made R2 cry with that impression.
Oh. Can you do it?
Abdi.
Oh, abdi. Is that better?
Abdi. I can't really do it. Sorry.
Such an ableist cartoon. It is, honestly.
What is? What is Porky Pig the character?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. Any more Disney news that I didn't remember?
I feel like
other than Dizflex.
Are
you looking at me?
Well, I'm just saying maybe
yes, somebody actually
crossed something.
Breaking news.
I don't know if we need to talk about Dizflex.
Nope, just find the hashtag.
Oh wait,
just look at the hashtag.
We'll tell you after when we're off. It's
is it like Netflix for Disney?
Nope,
no.
Oh,
they wish.
Is it like Dizflex or like Dizflex?
No,
I don't know what the difference between the two things you just
Dizflex
said.
Like Dis. you.
Oh, no.
And
Diz.
It's Diz is
Diz.
Like
Diz. Diz.
Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Like but Walt it's, Disney. Like, not legit.
Just look
I'll
at
ask you guys after.
Just look at the
it
hashtag.
Was too legit, they quit.
It was too legit.
They quit?
They quit.
That's why I couldn't click it. Because right. they dis... Oh, did someone kick them off?
Oh, my God.
They keep
long okay. story. Anyways, if you want to find out more about Dizflix or anything else, just... type it into Twitter.
I listen, okay, I'll tell you something. If you go to my Twitter, you follow me at LeoZombie. I think it was the last two tweets ago, I posted a video of someone really succinctly and accurately describing the situation.
Yeah.
So go check
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, you both did. I watched
everyone in the chat pointing out Born in China comes out soon. Disney nature film, Born in China.
It does look so cute. Those movies always make me cry, too, because they're real animals mm-hmm. and they're real stories. Or they just do the thing that they do on reality TV and make
follow
it
follow Renee, she's retweeting it.
Oh, yes, I'm retweeting it. Follow me on Twitter, at Renee Ariel.
There you go.
I just retweeted something that you're going to want to see. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Trust me. It's accurate.
It's pandas. Accurate.
Pandas.
Pandas.
Hey,
pandas are so adorable because they need us to force them to mate or they'll go extinct because they're too lazy to mate.
Pandas.
So cute.
What pandas. Do you what do you call it when a panda robs you?
Pandemonium.
Bamboozled. Hey! Okay, got it.
Mine was good, too.
Yours is... What do you call it when a panda starts a riot?
Pandemonium.
There you go.
Leave it in the comments. Which do you like better? Pandemonium or bamboozled, which he already used the other day.
And turn us all into pandas that are really
why
cute.
Would you even say that?
You should Photoshop all of our faces onto cute pandas.
Did you guys get the one
I
want to
be a red panda, specifically.
I love red pandas, too.
Yeah, by the way, not actually related to pandas.
No, they're not. They're in the raccoon family,
yes,
actually.
Yes, they are.
I love raccoons.
Raccoons
I went
are my
to
favorite.
Zoo camp.
They're my spirit animal, for real. Yeah, I love raccoons.
Lemurs. Ring-tailed lemurs are my spirit
animal. That's
animals.
Fair.
Welcome to the animal show.
What's your Patronus? Yeah, what's your Patronus?
Hippos. Why is that funny, guys?
Oh, that was a hippos.
I love hippos. I feel very hippos. Connected to hippos.
Yeah, so the Jungle Cruise makes you sad. You're so weird, Sarah.
What's your Patronus?
I like dolphins.
Wait, did you see that? Did you see that Jude Law got cast as a young Albus Dumbledore?
Who did?
That's not Jude Disney Law movie news.
But I'm sure a lot of you are excited that I said that if you didn't know it. But yes, Jude Law is going to be in the new Fantastic Beast franchise.
Roger, welcome to the chat as we're leaving the show. Yes, we
finally,
talked about
Roger.
Thor. And Ilana, you know you're my girl.
Should we all say goodbye? And say our Twitter handles? Or
Yeah, let's do that.
should
we all do that thing that we do?
This is a dance, right? What dance is this?
Teach me. No, let's teach me how to Dougie's this. No, this is one.
This is Ghost Ride the Whip.
What?
Well, the Glad Daddy.
Whip. And nay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we know.
Watch me whip.
Oh my God.
This officially became the whitest room in the country.
Watch me whip. Watch me nay.
All right, Sarah. Take us out.
Oh, Renee, we should have
put us out of our misery. Put us out of our misery, quick.
I'm Sarah Snitch. Thanks for letting me host tonight. And you can find me at Sarah Snitch on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube. And, of course, Thingamavlogs.
Of course.
Per usual.
Hi, guys. I'm Keaton Markey. And you can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And I will try to retweet some things, too. So follow me.
Do it. And I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie, except for Twitter, right below, where it's just at Leo Zombie.
I am Renee Ariel. I cannot whip or nay-nay. And you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Can you whip? Nay-nay. Later, guys.
Bye.
I literally just got more Disney news sent to me in my email.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.